This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Marianne Hill. In this edition, Ben Davison, a Georgia Tech School of Psychology researcher, discusses the application of auditory technology.
Our particular interest is in audio. Projects that we've worked on, our almost 10-year project is auditory graphs, working particularly with non-speech audio. You can represent data and map it to, say, time along the x-axis, and then pitch along the y-axis, and then over time you can hear basically notes being played that could represent the graph. We can show that people understand the trends and they get that sort of thing like they might get from a visual graph. More recent work we've been looking at is related to text descriptions. For example, describing what is going on in the visual graph. And other organizations such as NASA Learning Technologies, among others, have looked at math descriptions of graphs and tables and come up with their own ways of doing things. And we've been evaluating that with math teachers. And we can certainly take a text description and turn that into like a text-to-speech description for somebody who just wants to listen to the text, or you could just be turned to Braille.
Is that a screen reader experience?
Right. Yeah, that could certainly be combined with to be a screen reader experience. For example, we have a web page where somebody can just enter in a formula, and then they get the auditory graph, but they also get a text description. They also get a visual graph, too, with high contrast in it. So, for example, a low vision or blind student in a mainstream school may get some materials, for example, before the class even begins about what's going to happen in that class. But say there's some sort of ad hoc discussion over a new graph, right? And the teacher just writes it on the board. Perhaps that student could go to this website, enter in the formula that the teacher said, and still explore the graph himself or herself kind of in real time without needing support staff to create everything in advance.
For more information on this and other projects of the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab, go to their website at http://sonify.psych.gatech.edu. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Dr. Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditory and multimedia interfaces incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this month's Assistive Tech. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Marianne Hill.